Electromatic radio.
And welcome back to hour 52 of our pledge drive. Matt, how much have we raised so far?
So far?
Hold on. 87 cents.
Oh, well, thanks to everyone who has donated so far.
What are you thanking them for? That's my donation.
Oh, well, thanks, Matt. How much more do we need to raise to reach our goal?
$36,999.13.
Well, we're almost there, then.
Do I get the tote bag?
No, you don't get the tote bag unless you pledge at the $100 level.
Oh, yeah? Well, never mind, then. No tote bag, no donation.
Matt, you brought in that goddamn tote bag for this pledge drive. You bought it at Goodwill. What the hell do you want it back for?
Look,
it's like this. I bought the bag at Goodwill for a dollar that I took out of petty cash. I spend 87 cents out of my paycheck to get the bag back. That's 13 cents profit. I get the bag and a tax break for the donation without actually spending anything.
Kid, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Oh yeah, you're right. I guess staying awake for 52 hours is driving me mad. Well, it doesn't matter. You ain't getting my hard-earned money. I don't like your programming anyway. It's way too weird for my taste. And that music, it's nothing but filler.
Well, great. Folks, we're 52 hours into our pledge drive, and we're none of the way towards our goal. Thanks, kid.
Oh, and I suppose this is my fault. Apparently, I forced you to gamble away our entire operating budget on rock racing.
That wasn't my fault, I tell you. That rock wouldn't move. It was doped. I tell you, that whole race was fixed.
Tell it to some aunt who cares.
Did you just say aunt?
What? How dare you?
I'm sorry, kid. It's my fault. Whoa, hold on. Did I just say how dare you, or did I?
No, that was you.
Oh, sorry. I think I'll go ahead and rest my head on this fluffy-looking console for a few seconds. It'll help clear my mind for the next 2 days of our pledge drive.
No, Gray, wake up! You have to stay awake! Wake up!
What?
Listen to me, listen!
Yes?
What were you saying?
I can't do this. I can't take it anymore. I just can't. No human being was meant to stay awake for this long. I can't even tell what's real anymore. I mean, I gotta ask, kid. Is that really a fried egg pinned to your shirt?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought I was losing my mind.
Nope, just me.
Kid, let's face it. It doesn't matter how long we stay on the air. We're not gonna raise the money. People just don't care. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Quit? The Gray Grimwald I know isn't a quitter.
Then get him in here and let me get some sleep. Good night, kid.
Gray, wake up. Listen, I have a solution. It's a little radical, and I was hoping we wouldn't have to resort to using it, but I really don't see any other option at this point.
What? Huh?
Here, I have to strap this lump of electronics to your head.
What? Hey!
Oh, it's not gonna hurt, you big infant.
Ow! Ow!
Well, of course it's gonna hurt if you keep squirming around like that.
Get this thing off of me! I'm not staying up for any of your crazy experiments! I need sleep, damn it!
And that's exactly what you're going to get. This is a neurographic interface module. It translates your brainwave patterns into a coherent audio reproduction of your subconscious narrative. All you have to do is go to sleep, and you can continue to host the show from inside your dreams.
No kidding? Well, what the hell? If it works out, from now on I'll sleep through all my broadcasts.
That's what you do now.
Oh, kid, I'd slap you if I could lift my torso off this control panel.
All right, I'm calibrating the NIM now. Just relax your mind and float downstream. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Blah, 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 blah. Go to sleep, count your feet. Blah, 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 blah.
When does it actually start working, kid?
What do you mean, when? It's working right now.
What? No, that's not...
Oh, yes it is, Captain Pearflap. You are now officially in a state of quality sleep.
No kidding? Wow, it all seems so real. And I don't feel tired at all. Hell, I can do this pledge drive for another 30 hours, no problem.
Indeedly deadly poodle anchor.
What?
Oh, no point in talking to me. I'm just a Figmentos the Freshmaker of your imagination. And now I'm off to ratchet the Handle Hat Eggplant Quarter Pounder, Mr. Borski.
Why are you talking like that?
Well, for the same reason you're not wearing pants.
What do you mean I'm not? Ah!
Now for the music, spinning in softly from the plastic zipper sunrise. Do you want a badger on a bun?
No thanks.
It's toasted.
No, that's okay.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Electromatic Radio's first annual emergency pledge drive, conducted from inside my subconscious mind. I'm speaking to you now from the women's lingerie section of a department store which for some reason has been attached to our station, where I'm now hiding because I forgot to wear pants to work this morning. With luck, I may be able to make it to the menswear department unseen so I can steal a pair of pants.
Yay! A man with no pants!
Oh, crap! Damn it! I'm running out of time before I have to take that goddamn final, too! Oh, why didn't I study for that? Why? Ah, here we go. Pants! Oh no! They don't have anything in my size!
Hello, sir. May I help you?
Do you have any pants in my size?
Absolutely yes, sir. And here they are, sir.
Oh, good. Wait. These are way too small.
Absolutely not, sir. And there's no reason whatsoever for you not to try them on in front of this small crowd.
Don't worry. Now, look, these are like kids' pants. These are not gonna fit.
You'd better put them on, sir. The crowd is getting restless, and the police are on their way to charge you with public indecency.
Police? Oh, jeez. See what I told you? These pants don't fit!
It's a shame that you ripped those pants, sir. You'll have to pay for those now, you understand?
What? You told me to put them on! Besides, my wallet was in the pants I forgot to wear to work this morning!
As I said, it's quite a shame, sir. And here come the police now.
Those aren't police! Those are...
They're zombie police, sir. I'd recommend running, sir.
Oh, I gotta find some place to hide and fast! Oh, jeez! They're gaining on me! Here's an unlocked room! Gotta stay quiet. I can't let those monsters know I'm in here. Oh, God! They're right outside! Gotta stay quiet. Can't make a single sound. Not one. Not... Oh, no! Shut up! Oh! Hello, who is it? What the hell do you want? I'm hiding from zombie policemen, for God's sake.
It's me, Gray.
Who?
It's me. It's your mother.
Ma, what the hell are you calling me for?
Why don't you call me anymore, Gray? Why don't you call your own mother?
I can't call you. You're dead. You've been dead for more than a decade, for the love of God.
Excuses. Excuses are all I ever get from you. I just don't understand. Why won't you call your own mother? Why don't you call, Gray? Why don't you ever call?
Ma, this is not the time. I got zombie policemen outside this room waiting to eat my brains. I gotta hang up.
Why don't you ever call, Gray? Why?
I gotta hang up now, Ma. I gotta. Please forgive me, Ma. Please.
Why don't you ever call, Gray? Why?
Oh, jeez. They're on to me. Oh. God damn it, Ma! You gotta stop calling me! I got zombie policemen outside, for God's sake! If they hear me, they'll scoop my brains out with a melon baller! Go away!
Well, excuse me for calling.
Well, wait, who are you?
I'm a multi-billionaire donor to your station who's now closing his checkbook.
Oh, damn, the pledge drive! I totally forgot! Listen, mister, it was all a mistake! I thought you were my mother!
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so how much do you want to pledge?
I don't give money to men who don't call their mothers.
But... Damn it! Oh, crap!
No pants!
No! Oh, no!
No pants! No pants! No
pants! No pants! Superman. Until the fields got paved with asphalt and they took away my land. And now the monument before us, it stands so tall and proud. A glorious new mini mall upon the earth that I once plowed. Sold my house out in the country to rent a trailer by the mall. It's not so bad, except the kitchen's just a little small. I got a job at the local hardware store where I work till 5 o'clock. But now they build another home improvement palace down the block. Of all this home improvement, will I like my home the way it was before? If this is what our town has come to stand for, I don't think we need improvement anymore. I lost my job at the hardware store when the owner closed it down. He said the rent was just too high to keep his family in this town. He sold his house to an executive who tore it down to build a new $1 million mansion with a $20 view. Oh. What's the sense of all this home improvement? Well, I like my home the way it was before. Well, if this is what our town has come to stand for, I don't think we need improvement anymore. Whoa.
Ray, over here!
Matt? What, how the hell did you get a 53 Studebaker in the building?
No time for that now. Quick, get in before those killer cyborg elephants break down that door.
Ray!
Gee, kid, you showed up just in the nick of time.
It's my job, loosely speaking. Grapes?
Thanks.
Don't mention it. The glove compartment is full of them. Have all you want.
Gee, kid, you're handling this car like a pro. I've never seen anyone drive a car this fast around the corridors of an office building. Oh, we must be going 70.
85.
It's incredible. I can't believe you haven't just plowed us into a wall and killed us.
Thanks, Gray. It's a skill I picked up when I was a lonely goat herd.
Oh, what?
Say, Gray, would you mind grabbing the wheel here? I'm all worn out from this marathon pledge drive. I'm going to take a little nap, okay? Thanks.
What? Hey, kid! Kid, wake up! I can't steer this thing! Get your foot off the accelerator! Kid! Kid, wake up! Kid, we're gonna...
Gray, it's okay. It was all just a dream. You're fine.
Oh, man, that was a hell of a nightmare.
Yeah, it was a little wild. Wasn't doing much to help us with our marathon pledge drive either, so I disconnected the neurographic interface module. Feel refreshed after your nap?
Not really.
Too bad. Here goes hour 53.
A caller! Electromatic radio, what can I put you down for? 3,000? 4,000?
Why don't you ever call, Gray? Why don't you ever call
no!
your mother? All I'm asking is for you to call once in a while.
No!
Take a little time out of your busy life to call.
Oops, sounds like those elephant police are back.
I guarantee you, this is the thing, Duncan.
Quick, Gray, into the Studebaker. We can swing by houseware.
No! Why don't you ever call, Gray?
Gray, it's okay. It was just a dream. You're fine. Or as close to fine as you're gonna get.
Get this thing off my head. Get it off.
Yeah, sure. Here, let me undo the... There we go.
I can't do this anymore. I gotta go home and get some sleep. 52 hours. It's too much, kid. We're never gonna raise that money.
Ray,
52 hours on the air. I can't do it. You do whatever you want, but I'm out of here.
That was a dream.
A dream?
Yeah, we aren't having any kind of pledge drive. We were just trying out an experiment with the neurographic interface module to see if you could handle hosting the show in your sleep. I think the jury's still out on that one.
So, my gambling the station's operating budget away was a dream, just like my accidentally not wearing pants to work?
Not quite.
What are you... Ah, my pants!
I wasn't gonna say anything about it.
Oh my god, I went to breakfast at Aldrin's cafeteria before coming down here. No wonder I couldn't find my wallet.
Well, no need to feel bad about it, Gray. You know, we all have days like that. Once I forgot to... I take it back. We don't all have days like that. What the hell is your deal?
Pardon me, kid. I'm gonna go dig a hole in the yard and bury myself.
Shameful man.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production.
Please visit www.electromaticradio.com for playlists.
Or write to electromaticradio@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.